We're getting closer to Mountain Home Bomber football. The Bombers pregame show is brought to you by James Boyette State Farm Agency. We take you live to the stadium with the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Then let State Farm agent James Boyette at Mountain Home help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with James handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can mean earning discounts of up to 40%. That's money James can help you put towards a college savings plan. Call State Farm agent James Boyette today to get to a better state with State Farm. Discounts may vary state to state.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Bomber Stadium, the first home conference game for Mountain Home this season. Pine Bluff in town. The Zebras come in with a record of 1-3 on the campaign. They are 1-0 in league play after beating Sylvan Hills last week 14-7. The Bombers 0-4 on the season, 0-1 so far in the 6A East Conference after the loss at Jonesboro last week. What a perfect night for football. The first nice weather night we've had for football tonight, and a good test for Mountain Home. This is a Pine Bluff team that's down from what you expect from Pine Bluff in recent years, but still a lot of athletes, and the Bombers have to play well here this evening. We'll take a break, come back, and talk about this matchup in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas deliver reliable, affordable power to more than 60% of Arkansas, the field we call home. The 17 dedicated electrical cooperatives around the state manage over 75,000 miles of power lines, delivering power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, football fields, improving the lives of communities and their residents all across Arkansas. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, the power to play, the power to deliver.
Don't miss Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Take an extra 20% off. Save on men's and women's Sonoma Goods for Life denim, Nine West shoes and boots, and the Big One Throw is just $14.39. Plus, take an extra $20 off your $100 purchase. Plus, get Kohl's cash right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid October 2nd through 6th. 20% Friends and Family with promo code SHOPFAMILY. $20 off $100 with promo code BONUS20. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Right now at VisionWorks, when you buy one complete pair of glasses, you get a second free. That means you could get a pair of glasses and a free pair of prescription sunglasses. So you don't have to do the thing where you wear your glasses under your sunglasses when you drive. Or you can get a pair of glasses and a free second pair with different frames. Or a free backup pair. Or maybe another scenario we didn't think of. No matter what, when you buy one pair of glasses, you get one free at VisionWorks. VisionWorks. See the difference. Offer expires 10/24. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
We continue with the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show.
And he's thrown for a loss back near the 40.
On Classic Hits 101.7.
Just under 16 minutes away from kickoff at Bomber Stadium as Mountain Home gets set to do battle with Pine Bluff. Joining me again for the broadcast tonight is Sonny Elliott. And Sonny, we're going to see a Pine Bluff team that's unusually 1-3. This is a team that's not the same Pine Bluff team we're used to. They still got some talent, though.
I'll definitely have a lot of home run hitters on this squad, but they have had a coaching change, and that's made a big difference. Coach Boulding left and went across town to Whitehall High School, and he was a real disciplinarian. And so now the new head coach at Pine Bluff is former Arkansas Razorback Rod Stinson. He's a Pine Bluff native. Now, he's had 1 year as a head coach, and it was at Little Rock Hall, which is a very tough situation for anyone to be a head coach at.
Right.
So, but he played at Arkansas from 96 to 2000, was a graduate assistant for a year for Houston Nutt, worked at Pine Bluff until 2003 to 2010, went to the year at Hall, back to Pine Bluff in 2012, and he's joined on his coaching staff by his brother Ryan Stinson, who's the head baseball coach and offensive coordinator, and he also played at Arkansas. So some definite football knowledge there to draw from, and some very talented athletes themselves. But, you know, sometimes that great athlete coach thing doesn't always work out like you planned, but it's going to be a rebuilding stage for the Zebras.
It'll take them a few years. They are led by their quarterback, Tyler Foots. We did not see him last year. He was out with a knee injury last year when we played at Pine Bluff. We saw him 2 years ago, and, boy, he's a good athlete.
He's real explosive. You know, that torn ACL, I don't think he's shown any real ill effects from that injury. He's bounced back well. He's drawn some interest from Arkansas State. He also, though, you know, the other talented players, Xavier Turner, he's drawn some D2 schools that are interested, and a good offensive lineman, left tackle, Gary Tyler. I mean, that's a 6'4", 320 kid, so who's not going to be interested in that kind of kid? So, you know, they're not quite as big as what we've seen. They do look to be as fast as what we've seen. If it is a different offensive system, and, you know, those kind of things take getting used to, especially when you did such things such as Coach Bolding did for so long, and now you're coming out here, you're shotgun snapping, you're throwing the ball around. I saw this week in practice where the Bombers were getting ready defensively, a lot of bubble screens, a lot of quick passes, try to get those guys out in space, get them one-on-one, and then try and break a tackle for a big play.
And that's exactly what Mount Home cannot give up tonight, is the big play. We've seen that with the teams we play in the conference. It's the athleticism sometimes, and a simple missed tackle can turn into a 60-yard touchdown real quick.
Yeah, it can. But, you know, that's one of the things that we can say that we saw last week, that 32-7 loss. But we didn't see big home run plays.
Right.
We did not see, you know, 1,000 yards of total offense in a half. So, you know, that even though there were – lost a few bullets during that game. We referred to it in the pregame show, the loss of Bryce McKay with the ankle injury. You know, still fought hard, played good defense, made them work for everything they got.
Right.
We did not see big long passes for touchdowns. We didn't see big long runs. We just saw sustained drives, and Jonesboro didn't make the mistakes that we hope that Pine Bluff will make tonight.
Well, you mentioned Bryce McKay out. That's obviously a huge blow. It's your leading rusher on offense. It's your leading tackler on defense. That's two big holes to fill.
Definitely going to have some people step up. You know, you talk about Bryce on offense because he's a home run hitter, but he's even more solid on defense. He's that quiet leader, leading tackler. So now you're going to have a sophomore, and he's going to have to try and help step up. Brody Patterson is going to start tonight. And I think Price, gone brain dead on his name,
Hunter Price
is going to fill in there as well, and on the offensive side of the ball. So, you know, there's a time you can make a name for yourself as a sophomore, and this is Brody Patterson's time.
Right.
And you know, he's got a lot of heart. He's a little small in stature, but he's a real smart kid and tough kid. So I think we'll be okay. It's just going to be an adjustment for him. I saw last week in the game when he got in, you know, throw those sophomores in there, you sometimes see that deer in the headlight look. Saw a little bit of that, but I think we'll see improvement because he's had all that work this week in practice. And, you know, I think that we got a good game plan tonight, and it's just going to be executing. It's going to be eliminating the big plays, make them work for it, because they are not as adept with their ball handling skills as they have been in the past.
Offensively, Gage Hershberger is back in that backfield as well for Mountain Home, so that's good to have him back from his injury. He missed last week's game at Jonesboro. All right, we'll take a break. Some great matchups around the state tonight. Matt will run down the schedule for us with our studio report when we continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Then let State Farm agent James Boyette at Mountain Home help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with James handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can mean earning discounts of up to 40%. That's money James can help you put towards a college savings plan. Call State Farm agent James Boyette today to get to a better state with State Farm. Discounts may vary state to state.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Hi, I'm Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Saving for your child's education is so important. We know that putting money aside for college or technical school is tough, but we're here to make it easier. Every drop in the bucket adds up over time. I encourage you to open an Arkansas 529 account for your children or grandchildren today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at arkansas529.org. arkansas529.org.
Let's check the schedule of other games around the state with Matt Sharp and our studio report on Classic Hits 101.7.
And we welcome you from the studio this evening here on the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show as Mount Home is getting ready to take on the Zebras of Pine Bluff. Let's take a look at what else is going on tonight. First off, in the 6A East, Searcy at home against West Memphis tonight. The Lions just entered the Arkansas Sports Media overall top 10 this week. The Lions are at number 9 overall. They're ranked 2nd in Class 6A. Jonesboro, who is ranked 4th in Class 6A, is at home against Jacksonville tonight, and Sylvan Hills will play host to Marion tonight. On the local level, Yellow Summit on the road for a very tough matchup. The Panthers are down in Searcy to take on Harding Academy at First Security Stadium. The Wildcats, currently ranked 5th in Class 3A. They just entered the Class 3A top 5 this week. Salem at home against Rector tonight. Melbourne is at Clinton tonight. I'll tell you, the Bearcats right now playing well, very good football, but they're going to be taking on a Yellow Jacket team who's probably going to be a little bit mad after losing to Harding Academy last week and getting knocked out of the Class 3A top 5. Marshall, coming off a two-game winning streak and winning their conference opener last night, they're looking to continue their winning ways tonight at home as it is homecoming for the Bobcats. They'll be hosting the Timberwolves of Cedar Ridge. Also, Mountain View will be having their homecoming this evening. The Yellow Jackets will play host to Rosebud. Harrison, who is currently tied for 6th in the state overall, ranked number 1 in Class 5A, playing at Clarksville tonight. West Plains is hosting Springfield Parkview. Yep, up in Missouri, Hollister is at Reed Spring. Forsyth will host Pembroke Hill. Branson entertains Carthage, and Ava has made the trip to Houston. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet got to, number 1, Bryant is at home against Little Rock Catholic. Second-ranked Greenwood, who is also number 1 in Class 6A, is playing host to El Dorado this week, who just dropped out of the Class 6A Top 5. Number 3, Bentonville is at home against Van Buren. A big matchup tonight. Number 4, North Little Rock is at home against 5th-ranked Conway. Another game matching up teams ranked in the top 10. This is probably going to be the biggest one in the state tonight. Pulaski Academy, who is tied for 6th with Harrison, ranked number 2 in Class 5A, will be taking on Little Rock Christian tonight. It's a short trip for PA as they're at Little Rock Christian. The Warriors ranked 8th in the state overall, ranked 3rd in Class 5A. And Lake Hamilton, who is ranked 10th in the state overall, 3rd in Class 6A, will be at home against Little Rock Hall. Only one game I haven't yet mentioned in the Class 6A top 5, and that is number 5, Benton, playing at Salem Springs this evening. Two games I haven't yet got to in the Class 5A top 5, number 4, Morrilton, will be at home against Greenbrier. And 5th-ranked Wynn has made the trip to Perigold to take on Greene County Tech. In the Class 4A top 5, number 1 in Nashville at home against Fountain Lake. Another big matchup as two teams tied for 2nd will be squaring off as Arkadelphia has made the trip to Little Rock to take on Joe T. Robinson. I tell you, the Badgers are probably a little bit upset after being knocked off the top spot by Nashville last week. But you cannot count a team like Joe T. Robinson out. The Senators awesome once again this year. Number 4, Shiloh Christian at home against Green Forest. And number 5, Dardanelle has made the trip to Waldron. In the Class 3A top 5 games that I haven't yet got to, number 1, Ryzen is at home against 4th-ranked McGee. Number 2, Camden Harmony Grove is at Genoa Central. And number 3, Osceola is going to be playing at Walnut Ridge tonight. In the Class 2A top 5, 2nd-ranked Junction City is at Hampton. It is number 3, Fordyce at Strong. Fourth-ranked Foreman hosts Sturks, and number 5, Gurdon, entertains Mineral Springs. Number 1, Hazen, is idle this week. So that's a look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Sonny in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Pine Bluff. More of the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show coming up. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 82 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our local community. Hi, I'm Major Star Branscombe. The money we raise helps people in Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton counties. You can help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. When it comes to charity, the Salvation Army always helps those in our community.
With Arvest Bank, there's no fumbling for great customer service. We understand you expect a lot: stability, convenience, quality, and service. With online banking, mobile check deposit, agri loans, and friendly full-service banking, we are the only bank you need to know. All of the services of a large bank with the personal caring touch of a neighborhood banker. Proud supporters of our community. Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
The boys are in a real pickle here, Gene.
Lots of talk going on in the huddle there, Roy.
Well, it looks like they decided on a play.
Wait, what's this? Are they setting up for the hot springs?
The hot springs? We haven't seen this formation since 1918.
Yeah, that's the same year that Babe Ruth hit the mammoth home run during hot spring spring training. They're headed to the line. And there's the snap.
To learn more about the rich sports history in Hot Springs National Park, visit hotsprings.org.
The James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
About 2.5 minutes away from kickoff at Bomber Stadium, and Sonny, it's finally nice to have some football weather, isn't it?
It is feeling pretty good out here. Wore some long sleeves today. Made that mistake last week at Jonesboro, but pretty comfortable. Could make a lot of difference tonight in the ball game because, you know, that last week that heat combined with the humidity we had in eastern Arkansas, it was pretty unbearable.
Well, the Bombers, of course, started running this double wing three weeks ago, technically back 2 games ago at Nettleton, and it's something they've done in junior high, but they got a little extra help this week, didn't they?
They did get a little extra help. Of course, my stepson is on the team, and he said, "Hey, there's a coach that came out and talked to us. He's like in the Hall of Fame or something." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" Because some guy named Coach Stanley. And I was like, "Coach Jim Stanley?" So it turns out former Bologna head coach Jim Stanley, and he was also coach at Gosnell. He ran the double wing for about 25 years. Uh-huh. And he actually had heard through the radio and the newspaper that Mountain Home was running the double wing and gave Coach Maddox a call. And Coach Maddox said, "Well, come on down and talk to us." And so he's actually been at some practices this week, kind of just consulting. He has helped install. We keep adding to our offense. We had 3 plays, and I think we went to 8. And I said, "Well, now we're up in double digits," because he gave us 3 plays that he had a lot of success with during his time at Bologna and Gosnell. So, it's just really helps to have those kind of people in your community and to step forward. And Coach Maddox was welcoming of that, knowledge. I mean, how do you not take advantage of someone who coached, 25, 30 years and ran that offense and just happens to live in your town?
Yeah.
So we're going to see. There'll probably be a couple of plays that happen tonight that we haven't seen before and haven't seen them run that might catch us off guard. But those will be some of those new plays that Coach Stanley bestowed upon us this week.
I know the team has been excited about the change with the offense.
Then that kind of went with that confidence thing. They were excited when they made the change, when they'd ran it in practice against Nettleton, and they got really excited whenever they saw the success that they had against Nettleton. They added to it, and there were some good things last week at Jonesboro. We just weren't able to do the things with our linemen that we were hoping to do and move the ball around a little bit. And that's because Jonesboro has the best defense they've had in 25 years.
Exactly. Yep. Well, Pine Bluff has won the coin toss they've elected to receive. They'll have the football to start the game. We'll take a break, come back, and kick this one off. It's the Bombers and the Zebras of Pine Bluff next on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Bombers pregame show brought to you by James Boyette State Farm Agency. Now.
It's game time on Classic Hits 101.7. This is Mountain Home Bomber Football, presented by
Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Centennial Bank, Chad Beshears of Edward Jones Investments, Duyan Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Salvation Army, and Roger Talbert of Pegler Real Estate Group.
The voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, will have all the action live from the stadium next on Classic Hits 101.7.